This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Boy, midsummer. Suddenly, it seems like it's flying by, and a lot of people, especially when it gets hot, want to take a dip in the pool or a dip in the lake. And you may think, well, Erie's close to the north. Unfortunately, we found out the water there isn't very attractive for many reasons. Joining us is the executive director of Penn Environment, David Mazur. David, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Larry.
I mean, we waited all year to go to a summer beach like Erie. Thousands and thousands of people do. However, you've been testing the waters there, and we did hear over the July 4th weekend they had an issue at Presque Isle. So what is the status of the water and the cleanliness?
Yes, well, Penn Environment released its newest study yesterday called Safe for Swimming. And as you said, we looked at testing done by local and state officials that they reported to the Environmental Protection Agency. And we looked at data for last summer. And unfortunately, what we found is every single beach at Presque Isle, unfortunately, tested positive for fecal bacteria and fecal matter at least once during the swimming season.
How is this happening? I mean, are they dumping sewage into the lake?
It's a great question. Often what we see is that, yes, a lot of this pollution can come from our old sewer systems that when it rains and we have heavy downpours, combines the things going down our toilets, our sinks, and our showers with stormwater runoff, and it can't always treat it, and it backs it up into our rivers, lakes, and streams, which then creates that really nasty cocktail, which can create these elevated levels of fecal matter that we find, unfortunately, at our beaches.
And if someone is to get sick, what the, I guess the symptoms are nausea, diarrhea, ear infections, just from going in the water. So are you recommending people don't go in the water at Erie beaches?
No, certainly on many days, the beaches are safe enough for swimming. I think people have to do their homework, though, before they go. You can check Erie's beaches at Presque Isle. Actually have a pretty good educational system when you get onto the island, telling you which beaches are open and closed. You can also call state officials to find out. So there is data. It's just unfortunate that now folks have to do their homework before they go. We saw last year, particularly at Presque Isle's popular Beach 11, on almost 60% of the days tested, it had more days than any of those beaches that it tested potentially unsafe for swimming. So people just have to do their homework before they go.
Well, okay, so they do the homework, but then what? I mean, are there any steps you're recommending that they take when they're near the water? Or
yeah, Presque Isle, the good thing is Presque Isle has about 8 or 9 different beaches you can go to. So For example, when I was at Presque Isle yesterday, you couldn't swim at Beach 11, but you could still swim at Beaches 1 and 2. Barracks Beach is another one. So, but, you know, it does probably hinder people from wanting to go. And that's not only bad for our enjoyment of the beach. It's also not great for the local economy that relies on that business coming in of those beachgoers.
Yeah, that said, and I'm curious, David, so where can people find out this information easily if they are going?
Yeah, the easiest way is to check for the Presque Isle website, or when you get to the island, they have an enormous sign right at the front that tells you which beaches are open and closed on that specific day. So that was really the best. And there were a lot of people there yesterday, hot day like today, but they were only at the beaches that were open based on that signage at Presque Isle.
What about after you've been at the beach? What kind of steps are recommended after that?
Sure. You should always make sure you're taking a good shower afterwards, either which way, especially if you have kids, making sure they're doing the same. Children are particularly vulnerable if there are pollutants like that in the water. Those are really the best steps you can take. And, you know, if you have an ear infection or open cuts, you should be cognizant of that before you get into the water. You know, those can be really points where you could have health problems if the water is contaminated. Those are the sorts of things I think swimmers need to be thinking about before they go.
Is this something that happens often?
Yeah, sadly, our study found, we looked at actually hundreds of beaches, data from hundreds of beaches across the the country, the Great Lakes, the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean beaches, and found that often a huge percentage of those have at least one day, if not multiple days, that exceed the health-based standard that the Environmental Protection Agency uses. So it really is a chronic problem. And I think until we do the investments we have to do in our sewer systems across the country, and bring our water infrastructure into the 21st century, we'll continue, unfortunately, to have these problems. And honestly, they'll probably get worse with climate change, where we have more severe downpours, flooding our sewer systems, and hotter days that can raise the water temperature and trigger algae and other contaminants in the water.
Oh, lovely. Well, don't drink the water, that's for sure. Meanwhile,
yes.
Appreciate the update, David. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
David Mazur, Executive Director for the Penn Environment Research and Policy Center.
And David touched on something I was going to ask, but then I thought maybe we better not because it might sidetrack us. But that is the infrastructure question. I mean, what is the fix for all of this? And it just sounds exactly like the other big problems we're confronting in our region, bridges and roadways, and now it's the water system, right?
Yes.
Sewers.
Antiquated in many ways. I know they've worked hard, for instance, to remove the lead piping around the region. That's been a years-long process, and they've made great progress. That said, you know, what do you do if you have these major storms and you get an overflow? It happens. So I guess you got to pay attention. And in this case, that's Lake Erie.
I had no idea that would be a byproduct of that event. You would think that it would be the reverse, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure it's the same in many areas for lakes and rivers, too. So just a heads up. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the Pittsburgh City Controller, Rachel Heisler. There is trouble brewing financially
yes.
for the city.
She used the word precarious yesterday.
Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.